Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner, our show that features local authors reading their poetry and prose for us. Hi there, I'm Dori Nutt, one of the producers of this program. Today, Sarah McDaris joins us in the Writer's Corner. She describes the style of poetry called free verse and her satisfaction with reading it aloud.
As little children, we were exposed to nursery rhymes. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Those nursery rhymes show the form of poetry, rhyme and rhythm. It is a part of our language as we grow up. Eventually, we run into unrhymed words that carry no consistent rhythm and still is called poetry. In fall, the leaves, released, fly down the wind, and we are pleased to walk on radiance, amazed. I experience discomfort calling this poetry in Wendell Berry's poem, Great Trees. I think of those words as free verse. Sometimes when you write or sit down to write, you feel like you are only a carrier and the words are flowing through you to the written page. That happened to me one day. Here is what spilled through my brain while sitting at the computer. Have you heard? Not a word. I thought so. What a blow to bestow nothing dear or of cheer to us all. We wait. Early, late, for the chance of romance come from words. It disturbs the joy, will destroy our delight in the flight of fancy that dances in phrases the muses pronounce good. If we could, we would dance all our words. Now those words don't necessarily make sense. There's no picture for me, yet it has a feeling, and I call it free verse. I particularly like the final sentence, if we could, we would dance all our words. I occasionally read it aloud, and that is satisfaction enough for me.
After 34 years, Sarah W. McDaris retired as storyteller for the Huntsville-Madison County, Alabama Public Library System. In that capacity, she produced and hosted Grunches and Grins, which was shown on Alabama Public Television for 19 years. She initiated the storytelling group, the Spellbinders, which offered seasonal performances of stories for the public. And she's a member of the Sundial Writers Group. You can hear Sarah's free verse again by visiting WLRH.org and clicking on the Sundial Archives under the Shows and Podcast tab. And you can hear a brand new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 on 89.3 WLRH.